is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily.
Live within your love, be undone by you. Gentlemen, how are you today on this beautiful Friday morning, June 7th, year of our Lord, 2024? And as CQ just said in the live chat, how exciting, Jeremy, a start of a new journey. Walking by faith, not by sight, not knowing what's going to happen. Obviously, there's a little bit of, you know, I wouldn't say fear, but you're excited. It's new. You don't know what's going to happen. You got all these feelings. You got these butterflies. And I imagine that Abram, before he was Abraham, felt the same way when God said, pack up everything and go far away from here. Where are we going, God? Well, I'll tell you when you get there. I imagine he felt the same way. I imagine Moses felt the same way when he said, just lead all these people, all these millions of people out of Egypt. And by the way, when these people chase you, also go through that sea right there. You don't see a way, but I got you, right? So there is that element of you just don't know, and it brings all these, a plethora of emotions. But when you are on a journey with Jesus, you don't make these decisions by yourself. You know, these decisions that have, you know, brought us to this day, today, they were not made on my own. Proverbs 3:5-6, I do not lean on my own understanding. But in all my ways through prayer and supplication do I lean on him, because he knows, you know, what's going on. He'll make my path straight. He is the GPS, the God's protective services. So I got to say, you know, that the decision was made through many months of prayer and conversation and, you know, debate and dialogue and arguments. And, you know, it's a It's an exciting and great time. And when you can embrace it, whatever it is that God is telling you to do, even though it might be completely out of your wheelhouse, but when you embrace it, when you go, okay, well, then you are on the side of peace. And I am on the side of peace right now. It is an emotional day for us here at Rise Up at the LFA-TV New Hampshire headquarters, because this is my last day of doing a full Rise Up from this studio for the next couple months. Now, at least I get to end that statement with "for the next couple months." That's how blessed we are that I don't have to say I will never be back in the studio broadcasting from the Live Free or Die State in the presence of my producer and my best friend. I don't have to say that. So that is a blessing from God. It's kind of like I get to have my cake and eat it too. God is great all the time. And all the time, God is great. And He has blessed me with all of you. He's blessed me with the ability to live and do this and own this network on very little as far as what we need, we're getting everything what we need, what we would need to, you know, rival another news station or something like that. And I don't even want it. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because this network has zero debt. You understand that? This network has zero debt. And has zero debt because of all of you and the willingness of the other hosts to come here and have a show here every day consistently without making it their full-time job, taking up at least 2 hours out of their day every day. And all of you for taking time out of your day every day to be here to listen to what we have to say and your financial support, I'm blessed beyond all measure. And God says, it's time for you to take your testimony. It's time for you to take what you've done. It's time for you to take your family. And it's time for you to take the message of God that is spoken to you every single day. And it is time to take it elsewhere for a while because I've got plans for you. What are those plans, God? Don't worry about it. You'll find out when you get there, Abraham. And it really is great. It's a great opportunity. And my father will now have his son for the first time in his life for an extended period of time, and his grandson. Like he gets a do-over with my son. And, you know, he put in a lot of time on the railroad. He's done his time. And he can't work anymore. And it's time for a new chapter. It's time for a new journey. And that's why I titled today's show, Like a Butterfly. Cheryl doesn't seem to know what's going on. We are moving, adding a studio. By the grace of God, we're able to do it. It's going to be very skimpy for a while, but we're going to be able to do it. And we're going to be adding a studio in Iowa, keeping the studio here. Eli will work out of here. I'll work out of there. We'll be connected digitally. We figured it out yesterday. It was beautiful. It was a great thing by the grace of God. And we don't know how long we're moving out there for. But yes, if you're talking in the grand scheme of life, it will be a temporary move. 5 years, 10 years, we don't know. We don't know. Maybe it's forever. I guess God will let us know when that time comes. I don't know. What I do know is that we're here to worship together today. And I titled today's show, Like a Butterfly. Now, it's going to be a very special show because I have two Ray Comfort videos to show you today. And it's going to be a very emotional show because of the context in which I am bringing it to you. Katie says, spread your wings and fly. What a blessing. So beautiful, Jeremy. Time is short. Enjoy your dad. I will. Now, I've been with my mom, and I've been taking care of my mom, and I'm still taking care of my mother for the last, 25 years. And my mom is originally from there, and her family is all from out there. And I do believe that this move of me is actually bringing my mom home to her family to live out the rest of her life, where there are people around her, her brothers, her sisters, her nephews and nieces that she's come. She comes from there too. And I have to tell you, I think she might be open to the idea of going back after we moved out here in 85, 86 was the first time we moved out here. I went back to do all my, you know, high school years and a couple of years after. So, yeah, she's been here for a long time, almost 40 years. And I think it's time for her to go back. So we'll see what happens. Yes, Annette, very, very beautiful. Thank you so much. Now, let me read for you the title of today's show, and then we'll get to the verses. By the way, you did get a verse of the day sent to you in the morning newsletter. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you are not signed up for the newsletter, I very much urge you to go to jeremyharrell.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and sign up for the Revolution newsletter, because what we're going to be using that newsletter for in the future is not going to be something that you want to miss. Okay? Now, Rise Up, episode number 363. Like a butterfly, change is coming. For you, for me, for the whole country. Change is hard, but necessary. For everyone. Always. God is in control of all of your transitions, and we cannot lean on our own understanding during that period, or else we will never dare to walk the path that he has set before us on our own. So thank you for joining me today on my last Rise Up here in the New Hampshire studio for quite some time. Where it all started, it's been a pleasure. But like I always say, we're just getting started, and it's just the beginning. So please help me share the gospel, not gossip, today, as we experience together a change in our entire country from sea to shining sea. And let's embrace that change on our way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you brought us all together almost a year and a half ago now for fellowship every single day, for an hour spent with you, with other brothers and sisters in Christ every single day, Monday through Friday. And it's changed our lives dramatically. And I'm sure you know. There is no amount of thanking you that we can do that will ever be worthy. But we can accept Jesus into our heart, which makes us more than worthy, and which validates all of our thanksgiving to you and glorifies it to heaven. It's been a very long road to get to where we are, but there's so much road ahead. And you've taken us from complete rebellion against you to being made righteous with you because of Jesus Christ. You guide us, you tell us what to do, and those of us who are able right now to listen and obey and apply, those are shining lights, those are chosen people. And may they lift others up the way that we were lifted up by others before us. Thank you for change. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for guidance. And thank you that we can just lean on you and not our own understanding during our transition periods. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we've got a few birthdays in the house. We've got Wileiki. We've got Nurse. And we've got a wonderful woman by the name of Gail, who's turning, I believe, 86 years old. And she is the light of her daughter's life. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nurse Gail and Wileiki. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. May God bless your day of birth and the celebration of it. And may he bless your journey to heaven. Amen. Please do me a favor, folks. Sign in and share as we are going to get to the verse of the day. Please open up your emails and let's get busy today. The first place, because we've got many places we're going to go and open up the Bible today, folks. The first place that I would like you to open your Bibles up to, if you have them ready, is Isaiah 43:19. Majorva, my son and I will use that for lunch tomorrow on the road. I promise you that we are grateful, and my son is very grateful. And my son, all of my children, have been an incredible blessing and a help during this very stressful period of time. Oh, Miranda, thank you so much. God bless your mother. Isaiah 43:19, everyone. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That means God does what we perceive here on earth as the impossible. For him, everything is possible. Philippians 4:13. All things are possible through Jesus Christ. So what we perceive to be impossible, he just goes and makes it possible. All you have to do is believe, trust, and apply. It's not enough to just believe, folks. It's not enough to just trust, folks. You have to apply. And once you start applying and listening to your Holy Spirit, now, I will stop right here and I'll say this. A lot of people think when they say, oh, I'm just going to go with my gut. The universe is calling. You'll hear that all the time. And mostly that's people who are not on a journey with Jesus yet. You and I know that to be different. You and I know that is the Spirit talking to us because it lives in us and it talks to us daily. Most in this world just ignore it. Most in this world do not even care that this is, that something is calling out to them. And if they do acknowledge it, it's, oh, I'm going to go with my gut. Something is telling me. I'm dreaming every night. There's something that I'm not doing that I know I should be doing. Hey, guys, knock, knock. Hello, McFly. That's the Holy Spirit. Listen to it. Don't ignore it. Don't back away from it. Because if you do, you're going to lose the opportunities not to please you, not to further you, but to further God's plans for you. You are squandering God's plans for you, whether you are a full-on believer in Jesus or not. You have plans. That's why you were made. You got to listen to it, folks. That's what I'm doing. And you guys are going to be in for a treat Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because the great Will Johnson is going to be filling in for me on Rise Up. And I had a talk with him yesterday. And I'm just going to tell you, before we get to this next verse, I got to tell you a couple stories. What would Rise Up be without stories? So I talked to Will Johnson yesterday and Shannon. And we were talking, you know, logistics about the shows and about filling in and about where I plan to take LFA TV to that next level once I get out there, once I settle down, once God says it's time to go. And what you guys might not know, and I'm sure most of you do, but what you might not know is if it wasn't for Will Johnson, my walk with Jesus may not even be a thing, let alone as far as it is. Will Johnson was with me first time I ever said a prayer publicly on a live stream. He was there. He actually gave me the courage to do it. Think about that, what I just said. Jeremy Harrell, the alpha male that's not scared of anything, right? I did not have the courage to say a prayer on live TV in a public forum, not because I was afraid that people were going to say, oh, that guy's a Christian, because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. I was at that point in my, in that walk with Jesus, where I was like, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know how to pray. And I didn't realize that there's no right way to pray. And the every way you pray is a right way. It's just a conversation with you and God. But I was so afraid that I was going to get it wrong in the face of God, that I was going to be praying and doing something I didn't know what I was doing. And he gave me the strength to do it. So I'm talking to Will yesterday, and we're talking about all of this, and it's not easy to get me on the phone. And it's not because I don't want to talk to you. It's not. It's because it's very difficult for me to find any second of the day. Eli and I eat while we're working. There's just no time for us, right? And that's okay. It's all right. But if you think that I have not responded back to your social media messages and your emails and stuff like that because I don't like you or don't want to or just don't care, that's not the case, because it's very hard for our host to even get a hold of me. Right, Eli? It's just, I mean, it is the way it is right now because we're wearing so many hats. But long story short, Will said to me, he goes, since I got you, see, who remembers that? T.D. Hodges remembers that. And that was years ago, man. That was 2015 years ago. That was just man. So anyway, he says to me, he goes, while I got you on the phone, because I know it's very difficult, and I have to say my piece. And I'm like, here we go, some bad news or something that I did wrong or Will's leaving or something, you know? I didn't look at it in a positive light because I didn't know what it was coming. And usually when somebody says that to me, it's followed by some, you know, some news that it's going to be hard to swallow. And he said to me, he said, you could almost hear the tears in his throat, in his eyes, and swelling up in his throat. He said, I just want to tell you what an incredible blessing that you and the LFA family has been to me and my family. He said, you guys saved our lives. So what do you mean? He said, well, when I lost my Facebook account, because he monetized all of his content, right? Because as a content creator, you kind of have to. My model is very different as far as how we make money. And a lot of it depends on you guys, but we do have sponsors. And when I always told you we have sponsors to fill in the gap, I'll explain to you how we do things here, because we do things on a very low, low budget. So we have to do something. So what I do is all those sponsors that I get, all those, you know, like Armra and Ammo Squared and Field of Greens and OFP Farms, and that money is given to the hosts of this network so that we could have a network. Now, if I didn't have a network, I could get all those sponsors and I could keep all that money for myself, which would mean that the 50% rate that we're at with monthly donations with our donors wouldn't bother me, because I'd supplement the other 50% by making all that money, right? But that money goes to the hosts so that they can come here and give us 2 hours of their day. And Will said that when he lost his Facebook page, they were going to lose everything. The only thing that kept them afloat, paying any bit of their bills whatsoever, was the money that we were able to send them from our sponsors, which is why we always ask, please shop with our sponsors if you can. I know not everybody can. And he said that LFA family and myself has been a blessing to them like we will never understand. And if it wasn't for us and the network, he wouldn't be able to even have his home today. And all of a sudden, I started crying. And I said, Will, let me just tell you something. You may see us as a blessing because we were able to supplement some of your income by the grace of God through sponsors that come here. But what you gave me is priceless. Now, Will was Will has worked with other organizations before, but they ended up terminating their time with him. Like, he worked with InfoWars, and he's not really there anymore. He was going to work with Rav, and they didn't want him. So Will's been kind of blocked and turned away because of his love for Christ just as much as I have, right? He's been blocked and banned and censored. And I said, what you gave me, man, was so priceless. You gave me the keys to the car to find Jesus. That is... there is nothing that I could ever do for you that would repay that for what you did to me. So let's chalk it up as brothers in Christ sharing the blessings of Christ via our entire beautiful LFA family. And we had a moment. We had a moment. And I am so, so thankful to God, all glory to God, that I am in a position, and you guys are all in a position, to be able to do this. Like, if you weren't shopping with our sponsors, we wouldn't get sponsors. If you weren't donating through, you know, your portals, however you donate, or buying from the store, we would not exist. Victory says, wow, Rav is anti-Christian? No, I wouldn't say that. Their owner is a Christian. A lot of people there are Christian. Ben's a Christian. But there's certain things that they don't want talked about on the air all the time because they're trying to be middle of the road or not. I wouldn't say middle of the road. They're not trying to be that. But they don't, they, sponsors, right? People will pull out and they won't be able to fund their organization or pay people to make a living. It's a very fine line that we walk. So I'm not saying that I know that for sure. I'm just saying that Will has been a man who's been canceled out of existence because of his walk with Jesus. I mean, let's just face it. That's not a secret. We know that. We know that. And his support for Trump. We're all here together, right? We know that. I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody. I'm just saying where Will has been and where he's not anymore, you know. God bless you, Miss Mocha Power. Thank you for that. It will be used to great victory. Thank you. Such a beautiful story. We love our show hosts. I do too. Even the ones that come and go, we're still friends. I love everybody that's been here. I don't have a bad bone in my body for anybody that's been here or that's even not here now. So let's move on to the next verse. Deuteronomy 31:8. I'll give you guys an opportunity. Please go to Deuteronomy 31:8. Then we got to get to some Ray Comfort videos because I've got two of them, okay? Deuteronomy 31:8 says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Again, that is telling you, folks, don't worry. God is going to make sure that if you're on a journey that he has put you on, whether it's a move, whether it's a new position at a new job and you're leaving an old job behind, whether your kids are going off to college, whatever it is, folks, if he set you on that path, you can be rest assured he's going to go before you. Eileen says, I miss Anna. I wonder how she's doing. She's doing great. I actually just spoke about her yesterday with a good mutual friend that her and I have, somebody who's actually going to be an addition to Live from America, a DC correspondent named Corinne, who we met at CPAC, and apparently she said LFA changed her life. I didn't even know that. Thank you, K-Mac, for Will. In turn, you give us Jesus every day. Amen. We'll get that to him. God bless you. Thank you so much. So I'm talking to Corinne yesterday, who's a good mutual friend of me and Anna, and she's got good things on the horizon. She's doing good things. I don't want to talk about her life or anything like that, about what she's doing. You know, when Anna's ready to tell things about her life, she'll tell people about her life. She's very outspoken, but she's doing good things. But anyway, Corinne said that LFA TV changed her life when we met at CPAC. I didn't know that. And do you know what she told me? She said there's all these other networks out there. There's like, you know, Frank Speech and Patriot TV and, you know, she named all these people that people are doing, you know, shows for, even Stu Peters and stuff like that. You know what she told me? God's honest truth, she told me yesterday. LFA TV is the only place that's really Christian, she said. And what I mean by that is LFA TV is the only place that puts God first no matter what. And I said, wow, that's crazy. How do you even know that? And she goes, because I watch all your programs. She says, I love all the hosts on your show, and I love your audience. She said, there is not, and I swear she said this, she goes, there is not a more honest, truthful, and closer-knit family than the LFA audience in any chat, on any program, anywhere. She goes, you can go through Rumble, and you'll never find the closeness and the love and the God, Christian God element that you get in the LFA audience, the family. She said, they're the greatest people. She goes, I sit and I watch them and they're beautiful. They're lovely. I love them. And I said, God put us all together. And then we were talking about, you know, growing and stuff. And I said, and we have no debt. God has made this possible and we have no debt. All other networks have debt. We have no debt by the grace of God, but God has always been first place here. And she said that about me and about you. She goes, I broadcast everywhere, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but she goes, I'm just telling you from my personal opinion, LFA TV is the only place that God has put first place. And I said, man, you aren't kidding. I never really, really, really thought of it that way. I mean, I just go day by day, but man, what a great compliment, huh? What a great compliment. Next verse, Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my open eye. Folks, we have just done nothing but follow God on LFA TV, especially on Rise Up. We've done nothing but put it in his hands and let him go before us. She's right. LFA is a standout. It sure is. Sure is. Proverbs 3:5-6. We already talked about it. Trust in the Lord in all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Right? I'm trying to read all your comments, but they're flying. I'm sorry, I can't respond to all of them. Remember, guys, you guys are, if there is no LFA without you, there is no me without you, there is no you without me as far as this is concerned. So when we get a compliment, it's you that they're ultimately complimenting. There's no nothing without an audience, or what I like to call a family. And then 1 Peter 1:6-7. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through it, is tested by fire, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Christ. It's how we live here, folks. All right, Ray Comfort, video number one. We good? All right, here we go. Comfort Fridays, folks. Roll it.
A scenario for you. Someone wants to give you $1 million at 8 o'clock in the morning. All you have to do is submit yourself to them at 8 p.m. and they shoot you to death on camera. You get $1 million to spend that whole day. It's all yours. Would you do it?
Part of me says yes. I have a lot of things I need to pay for.
You're kidding. They're going to kill you at 8 p.m. and you're saying I would entertain that thought?
I don't think there's any money in the world that I would trade for my life.
In a not very morbid way, I've thought about death. And at what point in my life would I be okay with death?
You ever get suicidal thoughts?
I feel like a lot of people do, but I think that's natural. You're driving down the freeway, and it's just a pop comes into mind. It's like an intrusive thought.
Do you believe what the Bible says about those thoughts? It says they're demonic, they're spiritual. It says Satan put into the heart of Judas to betray Jesus. He put it into his heart. And so you can have suicidal thoughts you don't want. You can have bitter thoughts you don't want. You can have lustful thoughts you don't want. They invade your mind, and you've got a choice to obey them or not obey them. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against demonic forces. Do you believe in God?
I believe in a God.
Yeah, there's one creator that made all things. What do you think of Jesus?
I believe that there was a Jesus, but in terms of how we portrayed him, I'm not sure about that.
The Bible says, never a man spoke like this man. Let me give you an example of what he said. He said things that just don't make sense, like, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming when all that are in their graves shall hear my voice. That's billions of people. And he says, I'm going to raise them from the dead in judgment. He's either totally insane or he was God in human form. So what's going to happen to you after you die, Oliver?
I wouldn't say I would be going to the pearly gates of heaven, but I feel like there is a way that I can redeem myself if sin isn't written in stone.
You know, the Bible says you can't redeem yourself. Utterly impossible. The Ten Commandments are written in stone, but sin is recorded by God when we violate His law, the Ten Commandments. So you think you're guilty before God? You've broken those commandments?
I feel like I have. Yes, and in some ways, that's why I did stray away from Catholicism and Christianity.
Now, you made a difference then. What's the difference between Christianity and Catholicism?
I don't know the exact difference. I just lightly put it how other people have put it.
Catholicism says you have to do something to get to heaven. You have to take the Eucharist, confess to a priest, be part of the Catholic Church, etc. Christianity says it's a free gift of God. We're saved by His amazing grace. How could you earn everlasting life by your religious works? Comes as a gift of God. So let's go back to those commandments for a minute and just see how you're going to do. How many lies have you told in your life?
More than I can count.
Ever stolen something?
Yeah.
So you're a lying thief?
Yep.
Have you ever used God's name in vain? That's the third commandment.
Yes.
You love your mum?
Yes.
Would you ever use her name as a cuss word?
No.
No, because you respect her. But you don't respect the God that gave you a mother. You've taken His holy name and used it as a cuss word. Jasmine, that's very serious. It's called blasphemy. Jesus said, whoever looks at a woman and lusts for her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Sometimes.
Had sex before marriage?
Yep.
So here's a quick summation. This is for you to judge yourself. I'm not judging you. You have told me you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, fornicating adulterer at heart, and you have to face God on Judgment Day. If He judges you by those Ten Commandments, you're going to be innocent or guilty.
I know I'd be guilty.
Ever heard the famous Bible verse, the wages of sin is death?
No.
Yeah, it's saying God is paying you in death for your sins. Like a judge who looks at a criminal who says, I'm a good person, but he's committed murder. The judge says, I'm going to show you how serious your crime is. I'm giving you the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what you've earned. And all of a sin is so serious to a holy God, He's given you the death sentence. You're on death row, and your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin, and you've earned your wages. So if you're guilty on Judgment Day, would you go to heaven or hell?
Thinking about it a lot, I know that I would go to hell at this moment, but I've accepted it.
The Bible says God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. It's not His will, and I don't accept it. I'm horrified. I've just met you, but I love you, and I want to see you in heaven. So here's the question. What did God do for guilty sinners so He wouldn't have to go to hell?
Confession.
No.
I'm not very knowledgeable.
You actually are. You do know, but because you don't understand it, you don't value it. Have you heard of Jesus dying on the cross?
Yes.
He died for our sins. Most people know that, but they don't know this. And Oliver, if you can get a grip of this, this is going to change everything for you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus paid the fine. That's what happened on that cross. That's why He said, it is finished. Just before He died, He was saying, paid in full. If you're in court and you've got speeding fines, a judge will let you go if you plead guilty and someone else pays the fine. He says, someone's paid you fine, you can leave, you're out of here. And it's legal. Well, God can legally take the death sentence off you because Jesus paid the fine on that cross. And then He rose from the dead and defeated death. And all you have to do to find everlasting life, according to the Bible, is not confess your sins to a priest. Just go straight to God and say, I've sinned against you. Forgive me my sins, turn from them, and put your trust in Jesus like you trust a parachute. If you're going to jump out of a plane 10,000 feet, why would you put on a parachute?
Save your life.
Yeah, and your motivation is fear. And that fear is your friend, not your enemy, because it's making you put on a parachute. And because I care about you, I've tried to put the fear of God in you today. I've tried to make you a little scared, hoping you'll see that fear is your friend, not your enemy, because it'll make you serious with the God that gave you life. Is this making sense?
Yes.
You're going to think about what we talked about?
Yeah, probably in class.
I want you to think about it seriously. Two reasons. One, you could die in your sleep tonight. 150,000 people die every 24 hours. And the second reason is, man, listen to my tone. Why am I talking to you like this? It's because I really love you and I know what I'm saying is true. Death could seize upon you tonight. This is deadly serious. This isn't just who you're going to marry or what you're going to do for a job. This is where you're going to spend forever. Heaven on earth, where God's kingdom comes to this earth and God's will is done on this earth as it is in heaven. Or you'll be damned in hell, a place Jesus said where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. So this is deadly serious, so I want you to think about it with a sense of seriousness. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Great to talk to you, and you've been very kind and very honorable to listen to me when I've said such harsh things, but my motivation is because I do care about you.
Thank you.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yeah.
You're willing to repent and put your trust in Jesus?
Yes.
Can I pray with you?
Yes.
Father, I thank you for Jasmine. I pray this day she'll remember her secret sins and find a place of true sorrow. She'll understand your anger against sin, but your love expressed through that cross. And today, may she truly repent, be born again, be given a new heart with new desires, with the knowledge she has everlasting life, all because of your amazing grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to give you a Gospel of John, which is the fourth book of the New Testament, and a book I wrote called Scientific Facts in the Bible. You'll find it very interesting. It's a best-selling book. Plus, I'll give you another little book called Save Yourself Some Pain. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let me grab them for you. And there's the Gospel of John.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for all of your questions and informing me today. I really appreciate it.
All right, that is video number one of Ray Comfort, but never fear, we got another one, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, it is our last rise up here for a while. We got to make sure we get it in the right way. The last video from Ray Comfort here today.
Never take it personally if you're hated because you're a Christian. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
You're a religious zealot. You are a very judgmental, intolerant zealot. What you just said was absolutely offensive. How dare you? I don't want to hear about your gospel. I find it gross and disgusting, and I find you to be a religious zealot.
Do you believe in God?
I don't believe in God.
So you're an atheist?
I guess you could call me an atheist.
Do you really believe the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything? Not that there was nothing in the beginning, but nothing gave us flowers and birds and seasons and fruits. And
I have no idea.
You're now an agnostic, not an atheist. You
probably
have no idea.
Both. None of us know where this came from.
You can't say that. There's 8 billion people on this earth. You can't say nobody knows.
Nobody knows where we came from, and nobody knows where we go when we die.
8 billion people on this earth, and you're saying you're omniscient. You know what 8 billion people know and don't know.
I don't know anything. I said, I don't know. As an educated person and somebody with a mind, what I think it's probably, I don't think there's an afterlife, but I don't know. I won't know until I die.
I do know.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I may believe a flame is hot, but the moment I put my finger into the flame and my flesh burns, I don't just believe, I know. I've passed out of the realm of belief into the realm of personal experience, and that's what happens at the new birth.
The Bible was written by who?
God through men.
Okay, you don't know. Okay, I think we're done here.
You're not going to walk off on me. Come on, you had a little sword fight.
Most of the evils in the world are because of religious zealots like yourself. You're a religious zealot.
8% of wars were started by religion. The rest were political wars like the First World War, Second World War, Vietnam War, Korean War.
The root of most of the evil and suffering in the world today is because of religiosity.
Keith, can I move from your intellect to your conscience, or
Absolutely.
Are you going to run off? Absolutely, I appreciate that. Thanks for staying. Do you think you're a good person?
Some days I am, some days I'm not.
We'll do a little test, see how you're going to do on Judgment Day. We're going to the Ten Commandments. How many lies have you told in your life?
Many.
Have you ever stolen something?
Yes.
So you're a lying thief?
Yes.
Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Yes.
Do you love your mum?
Of course I love
Would
my
you mom. Ever use her name as a cuss word? Hit your thumb with a hammer? Use
No.
No, because you respect her. You respect your mother, but you don't respect the God that gave you a mother. You've taken his holy name and used it as a cuss word.
I've never said that. He uses his name in vain probably a lot.
It's called blasphemy. It's very serious.
I have no problem with that.
One to go, and appreciate your honesty. Jesus said, if you look at a woman and lust for her, you commit adultery with her in your heart. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
I'm gay, so I have not.
Have you ever looked at a man with lust?
Yes. I can do that probably within about 10 seconds.
Keith, not judging you, but you've just told me you're a lying thief, a blasphemer, and an adulterer at heart.
Your words, not mine. What I've gotten from this interview is that you are a very judgmental, intolerant zealot. And I think that you create more harm than good. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you ate shrimp lately?
No, not for a long time.
Do you eat bacon?
Of course.
So you're breaking the laws of Leviticus.
No, let me just answer
the book of Leviticus specifically says you should not eat shellfish, you should not eat an animal with like a animal. Yeah. So you break
the
law.
Don't eat a dog.
But see, you're okay to do that because you're a Christian and you can do anything as long as you're forgiven.
That guy's,
that's
I
ceremonial
used to be like
or
that.
Dietary laws of Israel. I live in America 3,000 years
no,
later.
No, there's not. The book of Leviticus is not specific to Israel. The book of Leviticus is, per your terms, the word of God.
The law that's going to judge us isn't the dietary laws, it's the moral law, the Ten Commandments. That's what we have to face on Judgment Day.
The Ten Commandments is your Ten Commandments. They're not mine. They don't apply to me.
Well, they're written on your heart via your conscience.
They're not written on my heart. How dare you?
Haven't you got a conscience?
That has nothing to do with conscience. The Ten Commandments are these rules written by humans, and they don't apply to me because I'm not a Christian.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse. If you violate the law and say, Judge, I didn't know about it, you'll still
judge. Can I ask you a question? My mother, she's 92 years old, and she grew up, and her entire family were killed in the Holocaust. She is the only survivor of her mom, dad, three sisters.
I'm Jewish. I'm in the same boat as your mother. The God of the Jews provided a savior for the Jewish people first, and then for the whole world.
What you just said was absolutely offensive to people who are believers in Judaism. Because what you just said was, my mom, unless she believes in Jesus and repents to Jesus, she's going to hell. A saint of a woman, in my view. If my mom does not repent to Jesus, will she be going to heaven or hell?
Let me answer the question, because you tend to butt in when I'm halfway through answering and you don't let me answer.
Just be a little
it's
more...
It's unfair of you to do that,
but you're,
Keith.
But you
let me answer.
Everything you say is this long, leading, convoluted thing.
Well, be patient with me.
I'll
try and be succinct. The God of creation provided a savior for Jew and Gentile. The gospel went to
I've heard that.
Well, just hear it one more.
Okay, I don't need to hear it again. I understand that. I understand Christianity very well. So explain, will my mom is not going to repent to Jesus. She's a very devout Jew. Will she be going to heaven or hell when she dies?
I'm not her judge.
Well, in your view, what do you think?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I appreciate your honesty on that.
I would have liked to have told Keith that anyone, Jew or Gentile, who dies in their sins has to face a holy God on the day of judgment. They'll have a multitude of sins and God will justly send them to hell. That's not his will. He provided a savior. But I couldn't get in a word with Keith. He's butting in everything I was saying. Now he's got another doozy for me about the Catholic Church.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think of the Catholic Church?
The Catholic trusts alone in Jesus for his salvation. He is saved because of God's...
What about the fact that all these priests...
I don't think I've said one sentence without you cutting me off.
Okay. Well.
Keith, please be patient with me. I'd like to share the gospel with you. You may not have heard it. Give me 2 minutes.
I don't want to hear about your gospel. I find it gross and disgusting. Okay. And I find you to be a religious zealot.
Why do I keep talking to him when he obviously doesn't want to hear? It's because I know that maybe one day he'll come back and say what this young man said.
To me, you walked me through the law, and it really hit me. Actually, I was really upset. I didn't stay for the whole interview, in fact.
You walked off?
I walked off. I got so upset. I remember feeling like, I was like, I want to just grab this man's camera and throw it in the water right now. I couldn't take the heat. We didn't even get to the gospel. I just didn't want anything to do with it. I felt so convicted, so upset. And I was like, who is this man that pointing sin out to me? You can't do that. You can't judge that. And then she showed me the video that she was talking about. And I watched it through to the end. I was like, is that what this man would have talked to me about? Like, I wish I had stayed till the end.
Well, may I give you a book I've written called Scientific Facts in the Bible?
No.
Thank you for listening as much as you did.
You're welcome.
May I give you 2 In-N-Out cards, one for your mom?
No, we don't eat meat.
Okay, well, nice to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Living Waters exists as a non-profit ministry to help you grow in your faith. Here are 3 things to help you do just that. The Living Waters Podcast, the Evidence Study Bible, everything you've ever wanted to know about the Christian faith, and the Starter Kit, 4 of our most popular gospel tracks. These and much more are available at livingwaters.com.
And always, if you can, check out the Living Waters podcast. Check out Ray Comfort's everything. He's just, I really, 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 really deeply care for Ray and what he's doing and his mission so very much. And again, he and so many people, and you know what, people that you guys probably don't like and people that I don't even listen to anymore, because I grew past listening to those folks. But there was a lot of people that brought me to Christ, including Joel Osteen. Now, not anymore. I haven't listened to Joel in years, a couple of years now, maybe 3 years or so. And I've gone so much further past that that I don't hate the man. I don't hate what he's doing. To each their own, do your thing. But there were people instrumental in bringing me in my first baby steps to Christ, and he happened to be one of them. A lot of people were. And I desperately want to have the patience that Ray Comfort has when he speaks to people. I really do. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Psalm 25:5. Wise people can also listen and learn. Even they can find good advice in these words. Proverbs 1:5. We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. Proverbs 16:9. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Romans 8:14. And I'll leave you with this on my last broadcast for Rise Up. Here from the New Hampshire studio for the next couple months anyway. Lord, you guide me in the ways of life everlasting. I will be found in your grace. I have confidence that you lead me in truth and that your promises will not fail. I am glad to follow your guidance because heeding your wisdom will draw me to a day of restoration and not destruction. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I may be taught the paths of goodness and righteousness. I pledge my service to you. Guide me in all of your ways. Is there anything God can guide you in today? If there is, ask him for help, embrace it, and apply it. I love you guys more than anything on earth because you're my children, you're my brothers and sisters and fellow children of God. And together, we are changing lives. Put your armor of God on today and continue your journey with Jesus. God bless you. Mike Crispy Unafraid comes up next, and I'll see you at 11 o'clock for 2 hours. Thank you and have a great, great day. See you later.